Father, we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. I want to read that one first. Jesus is speaking here. He goes, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. I just want to read up to there. It says, for you have little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. But he says, I've set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. Amen. An open door, and no one can shut it. That's what Jesus has set before you today. Paul speaking in to the Corinthians, he says, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. And the New Living Translation says this way, there is a wide open door for a great work here, although many oppose me. And so, I don't understand why so many people are willing to remember things that God has told us to forget. Amen? I mean, God told us to forget those things that are behind. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Forget those things that are behind and press on, move on forward to the high calling that's in Christ. But yet we want to sit and remember the things that in our past. You can't go change it. It's over. It's done. So let's move on. He's opened a great door, and no man can shut it. But I need to qualify that. The only one who can shut it is you. All right? Psalm 103, verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. You know, I look at January. It's a great month. A lot of great people were born in January, me included. All right? So just so you know, great people were born in January. But the name of the name of the month, January, comes from a Latin word called Janus. And it means a door or a window. That's actually what it means, which a person could look backwards or they could look forward. And by the way, Janus was a Roman god. Now, I was just researching this. He was the Roman god of beginnings and endings. So listen, when we look at January, it's a new year. It's a beginning, but it's an ending. And what do you do? Actually, and he was the god of doors and gates and windows. Well, what do you do when you walk through a door? You close it. Well, we're going to get ready to walk through a door tonight at 12 o'clock tonight. A new door is opening for every person in this room. And what we need to do is shut the door behind us and don't look back. All right? Actually, you know, we get the word janitor from January. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I thought, how'd that happen? You know? But beginning. So January really is the right time to take a look, one last peek as you're shutting the door at last year. Okay? And learn from the lessons that you were taught in that year. The lessons that brought you success and the ones that brought you failure. Then slam the door shut and don't look back. Just the way God shut the ark door, we need to shut the door of our past. You know why? Because the devil, he's the enemy of your soul and would just want you to keep that door of the past open. And so, and then you feel that icy grip on your emotions, in your mind, in your soul. Just shut the door. I heard somebody, I got to ask God to shut the door. No, you shut the door. You shut it. You know, I tell my grandkids when they come in, shut the door. They don't. And then I tell them again, shut the door. Just go back and shut it. Forget it. Shut it and set it and forget it. Anyway. Then when God shuts a door, though, when we shut it, it stays shut. Forget those things. You know, even if you're even if your 2017 wasn't a good year, forget it. You could think about it. You could rehearse what you could have done different, but you can't go back and change it. You just can't do it. You know, people become failures not when they fall down, when they stay down. You know? Because as long as you're moving, you're not a failure. You got to keep going. So, and here's another thing, and I found this out, especially with cell phones. You can only walk in one direction. And you got to look where you're going. You ever see a person walk, turning around, looking like that? They usually bang into something. Or the new thing is, you know, I love to watch those funny videos where people are on a cell phone and they walk into light poles, trip into fountains, and do all these different things. Amen? Amen. But people just because, you know, we become failures not when we fall down, but when we refuse to get up. All right? And again, we can only walk in one direction at a time. You can't walk in two directions. You know, you're moving forward. And so don't look back. Don't listen to people and others say, you're finished. Because there's a screenwriter and an author, his name was Louis L'Amour, and he said, there will come a time when you believe everything is finished. And that's just the beginning. When you think it's over, it's not over. That could be your beginning. When you're ready to throw in a towel and quit, that's when your beginning is starting. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, God said, in the beginning, God created. In the beginning. And God is still creating. He's creating new direction for our lives, new forgiveness for our lives, new vision, a new anointing for 2018. He's creating new hearts. He's created a forgiving heart to replace a bitter one. God's just in the creation business. And he's in the restoration business. So we have to do that. In less than 24 hours, I'm telling you, right now it's 13 hours and 25 minutes. You're going to walk into a new year. And all of us have the same amount of time. We all have 365 days. No less, no more. 8,720 minutes. Hours, I'm sorry. 8,720 hours. That's a lot of hours. And here's how we take up those hours. We spend 2,920 of those hours sleeping. That equates to 121.6 days a year that you sleep. That's 10 days a month. 24-hour days that you sleep. I just love when people say, I'm just so tired. Well, bless God, the average person sleeps 10 hours a month, 24 hours a day. Hello. All right. And then here's another one. We have, it leaves us 5,840 hours. We spend 2,000 hours working. Now you say, well, that comes, you know how many hours that is in like 24 hour, if you would go 24, if you work 24 hours a day, it's 83 days a year. You sleep more than you work. I just love people say, all of us have 8,720 hours, all of us do. No, to live, to do something. All right, let's go on. So really, it comes out to about 258 hour days a year that you work, which leaves us 3,840 hours for leisure time. That's after work and after sleep. After work, after sleep, you still have 160 days of leisure. Wow. It's leisure. It's because people don't prioritize. They don't set goals or any of that stuff. It's just let the day unfold. Let's get up. Let's see what's going to happen. You'll never accomplish anything. We get content. A person who's content with where they're at will never accomplish anything in life. Amen. You ain't shouting too much. Well, here's another one. out of that 160, or out of that 3,840 hours of leisure time that you have, you spend 'cause people say we church takes up so much time. I love when people say church just takes up so much time. You spend about, if you went to church Wednesday and Sunday and spent an hour and a half each time at church, you would spend a whopping 312 hours a year in church. 13 days of your leisure time a year in church. Now, let's just put this all into perspective. We want to sleep. We want to make more money because we work more hours. And we want to have our leisure time. But we only want to give God 13 hours of our leisure time a year. 13 days of our leisure time a year. And we want to know, God, where are you? He's in the other 147 hours of leisure time, 147 days of leisure time that you have. Hello. You say you're supposed to be uplifting us for New Year's. I am. We'll get to that point. So, 8,760 hours. Right. Now, you think about it. We have, let's take church out of it and all that. We have 147 days of open doors from God to do something for the kingdom of God. Hello? So, 8,760 hours. Wow. You know, they make up the building blocks of the new year, and they make up the building blocks of your life, all those hours. And we have been given 8,760 of them for every year we're on planet Earth. The only difference is this. Given exactly the same set of circumstances, we can respond in a wide variety of ways. Because all of us, I don't have 8,760 in a minute. I don't. Every one of us do. Every one of us have that. But, you know, there was a story from a generation or two ago that tells of two salesmen. They were sent into the mountains of the Ozarks. The one salesman was there and almost immediately sent a telegram back to his office saying, I'm coming home. Everybody out here goes barefoot. So now they're waiting for the other salesman. Week goes by. Finally, they get a big satchel in the mail with 100 orders of shoes. He says, unlimited prospect. No one wears shoes. Same circumstance, same thing, looking at it a different way. You way you look at things. If you're pessimistic, you're just going to have a scowl on your face, boy. And it's going to, if you're always complaining, you're just going to have a scowl on your face. If you're always finding something wrong with somebody, you're going to have a scowl on your face. You're going to have a bad attitude. This guy didn't have no shoes on. I can't sell no shoes here. Imagine if Colonel Sanders felt that way. Imagine if he quit. He builds this beautiful restaurant, the state comes through and puts the highway a mile away. It's enough to make somebody quit. Not him. And he wasn't no young chicken, he was in his 60s. He picked up and moved where the highway was. Rest is history. Hello? How you look at things. Praise God. And so, you know, he bribed hundreds of orders in clothes. I can't believe. Prospects unlimited. And it's the same situation. Different interpretation of it, but the same situation. They were both going there. One guy had a bad, one guy looked at it half full, the other one looked at it half empty. You know, I love the story that Pastor Eddie tells about the kid who goes in a barn. Two kids, optimist and pessimist. The other kid goes in there, the pessimist kid, and he goes in there. They send him in a room full of fine china, toys, and he's don't want to touch them. He's afraid to touch them. And the other kid, they said, we got to straighten this kid. He just keeps going. It reminds me of my grandson, Joey. Just keeps going. Don't stop. He's always like got something that he's going to do to you. You just don't know. We got to stick him. So we're going to take this kid and stick him in a barn full of hay and horse manure. Little kid jumps in that room, man, and he's looking around. He starts throwing the hay all over the air, shouting hallelujah. And they go, what's wrong with you? He goes, with all this hay and poop, there's got to be a horse here somewhere. Hey, that's life. We all have the same amount of time. We all live in the same world. We all work with the same type of people, yet we all get different results. But people are people. You know, when I was in the amusement game business, and, you know, people would say, and any kind of business here, and he goes, I'm just going to go out west. Business is different out there. People are people, bro. Same headaches you have here, it's the same headaches you're going to have there. I used to tell people, well, we're going to sell our business and go start the same business in Colorado where the Rocky Mountain High, the whole enchilada, baby. And yeah, and you're going to deal with the same type of people. Oh, I'm going to move away, get rid of all my problems. No, you're not, because they're going to get off the plane with you. You are the problem. Amen. And so this coming year comes with open doors from Jesus Christ himself. See, I have set before you an open door which no one can shut except yourself. You're the only one who could shut it. There are doors of opportunities to be a blessing, to lay hands on the sick, tell people about Jesus, tell people about the goodness of God. God's assignment to us for 2018, put simply, is this: opportunities beyond numbers. There's opportunities that need to be filled. Growth. Just, we talked about vision. We talked about church growth. You know, church growth just don't happen. You're the one that makes a church grow. All right, say amen. So, and we have 147 days to do it in. That's after the 13 that you spend here. Okay. You know, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's funny, because I was reading that story yesterday, and they could have been finished. We know the story. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they looked like they were finished. They were thrown in the fiery furnace. It looks like, God, if you don't do something, this is the end for us, man. That was just the beginning for those three guys. God gave them an open door. He gave them the ability to do good. Like I said before, most people, there'll come a time when you believe everything is finished, and you find out this is just the beginning of something great. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 through 18, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand. O king, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. In the natural, it looked like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were done. They were cooked. In the natural. How you going to, you know, I light my fireplace at home, and then you got to throw a log on it, and you get, and I go, I need them big long gloves because it's hot. You know, it's like hot. And every time I do that, I think of these three guys. If that was hot, what were they going through? In the natural, they were finished. But then look over in Daniel chapter 3, verse 28 and 29. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angels and delivered his servants who trusted him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies. And they should not serve nor worship any god except their own god. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces. Their houses shall be made into an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Amen. They were promoted. They found favor with the king. Why? Because they went through a door that looked like they were finished if they went through that door. Look at Moses. Moses was banished from Egypt. He was the next to be the Pharaoh. But he looked up at the heavens and he saw the Hebrew people being persecuted. And Pharaoh sent him forward. He was finished. He had everything. He had rings, a crown, a robe. I mean, he was Moses, the stepson of Pharaoh, who built the pyramids. And it looked like he was finished. Sent him out to the desert, went up in a mountain, he went from king's son to sheep herder. From the top to the bottom, he was finished. Moses, it was only the beginning. And we know the rest of the story. Moses went on and delivered the people of the Israelites from Egypt, got the Ten Commandments. Think about it. It looked like it was somebody in here. Just say somebody in here is making $200,000 a year and you lost your job tomorrow, you want to go jump off the steeple. Because you figure life is finished. You know, do you know, it could just be the beginning. I had a friend of mine. His name was Mike. Several times in Mike's life, it looked like it was finished. This guy made $1 million and lost it more than any person I ever met in my entire life. Seriously. He'd have it. Next year, you'd see him, he didn't have it. Make it, lose it, make it, lose it, make it, lose it. So anybody like him would quit and give up. It's finished. But it was never finished. There were the beginnings. Today, he's worth about $40 million. Don't work. Flies in his private jet. Sails the Caribbean in his private sailboat that he had built, custom made for his wife because she wanted it wider. Yeah. He didn't quit. Looked like he was finished. I remember one day I saw him walk out the door when he got fired from what he was doing for us. And he looked distraught, discouraged. I said, this sucker will bounce back bigger and better. Wasn't finished. It was the beginning. The beginning. And one of the first people I ever saw after I came home from Bible school, I went to his house and saw him, and we were talking, and he says, you know, I'm flying down to Georgia this afternoon in my jet. He says, you want to come with me? He said, I'm making a deal with some Japanese company to buy my company for $40 million. He opened up his garage door. He said, look it. And he had a brand new Rolls Royce sitting in the garage. This is the guy that kept everybody's saying he's finished. He's finished. But God is a God of open doors. Amen. You might think you're finished, but you're not. You're the only one that says you're finished. Amen. See what happens, you know, again, Paul talks about this great door that was open to him. And you know what so often happens? We get caught up in the past. We look back. And here's a news flash. You can't change your past. Come on. I'll tell you something else. As a matter of fact, you can't change your past. God can't change your past. But God can change your future. You and God together, you got a bright future with God. You can't go back. Forget about going back. We have an open door to the future. In 13 hours and 7 minutes. It's new. It's new. There's a door. Jesus is saying to you this morning, it's an open door. Nobody could shut it. But do you have the moxie and the guts and the fortitude to go through that door and make something happen? Or are you going to get up tomorrow morning and you're going to look back and saw what happened Wednesday when you didn't have enough money in your checkbook? Amen. We have an open door. Philippians, I read this before. I want to read it out of the New Living Bible. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Forgetting the past and look forward to what lies ahead. There's a lot lying ahead for us. Here's the danger of an open door. We see it. We look at it. We want to go through it. We just can't wait. We like what we see on the other side of that open door. But then the devil starts to speak negatives to our heads. Saying you can't do that. What happens if you go there? Then, of course, you have people who try to discourage you from doing something, from moving forward. And, you know, and we become like the children of Israel. We see through that open door all the great things that are there for us, that God has given to us. And we look through it, and then we're like the children of Israel over in Numbers chapter 13. We even saw giants in there, the descendants of Anak. Next to them, we felt like grasshoppers. And that's what they thought too. My question is this, every time I read that, how do they know the giants thought they looked like grasshoppers? They were riding from them. They were running from them. No, they thought they looked like grasshoppers. And when you look through the door of opportunity and you see all those great things, you go, man, I am no Donald Trump. I'm no Bill Gates. I'm not these people who could wheel money and make deals and do all this stuff. How do you know? Did you ever try? How do you know? I just cracked because we have such a low estimation of, well, I didn't have a big education. Hey, my brother Vinny didn't have a big education. My brother Pat had a little bit of education, never amounted to nothing from it, you know. I mean, he went to college, but he didn't have like this super degree like my brother Vinny. He never went to college. They're not doing too bad. They gotta be worth a few dollars. Just in property, they gotta be worth $200-300 million just in properties that they own. They just saw a door and went through it. You know, and I don't know about being saved, but they were morally upstanding people. They worked hard. They went through the doors. They never went out. They never set out to cheat anybody to get where they're at. And today, they got all they'll ever have, need, and more. Because they saw a door and went through it. And diligent in what God's told them to do. Don't look at yourself as a great. You look at that grandiose thing, you go, oh, God, I can't ever do that. Why not? Who says you can't? Your head? John 10:10 says the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I've come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. That's Jesus said that. I love the way the Amplified says it. The thief comes only in order to steal, to kill, and destroy. I've come that you may have and enjoy life. Have and enjoy. Everybody say, have and enjoy life. You know, 2018, you got to have and enjoy life. But you're not only going to have it and enjoy it, you got to have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. That's what God has for you in 2018. Not some little rinky-dink, bless me, Lord, I hope I get by mentality. Poverty mentality. Eating cheese and crackers mentality. You know, I told a story about a guy, and they asked him a question. I can't remember his name. They said, if you lost everything you had, what would you do? He said, I'd find myself 2-3 jobs. Work my heart, work as hard as I could, and go to the finest restaurant on Saturday night and have dinner. They said, why would you do that for? He says, because all the other successful people are in that restaurant having dinner, and I'll make a connection. Hello. Just never know. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand pleasures forevermore. Wow. That he's still talking. He's speaking to you. It's, you know, if you don't get this, some of you look like, if you don't get this, God is talking to you. The thief, this is Jesus talking, saying the thief comes to kill and steal and destroy. He said, but I've come because I've got an open door for you that no man can shut. So you may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. That he's talking to you in his presence. Is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. That's what's at his right. That's for you. Jesus, the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus came that we might have life and enjoy it in abundance. Woo, I like that. See, every day with Jesus is a new day. It's a new day, a new opportunity, a new door of opportunity to go and do something big. Jesus, I know your works, and I have set before you an open door. What are you going to do tomorrow? Stay up late tonight, do a little partying, nothing wrong with that, and lay in bed all day tomorrow? See, that's what most you're going to make. You got all your resolutions made up. You ain't going to keep a one of them, man. So just get over it. You know what? You need to make the resolution that you're going to be the best you could be in 2018. Amen. That you're going to go through the door of opportunity. That's the don't worry about these other, I'm going to stop this, I'm going to lose weight, ba-bop, bing, ba-da-boom. Forget it. You're not going to do it. Now, if you follow what me and Pastor Eddie did, you will. But that's besides the point. We just put that out there, okay? Anyway, but it's to change your lifestyle a little bit, maybe. But most people tomorrow are just going to sit around and watch football games and use about 20 of those 3,800 and some hours to vegetate on. I plan on watching the Hallmark Channel tomorrow with my fireplace lit. Okay, thinking about what I'm going to do in the new year. Amen. Thinking about what we could do here at Abundant Grace Church to be a bigger light in the community than we are. No one can shut it, that door. You're your worst enemy, except you. So as we go, and we'll bring this to a close today, I just want to encourage you, man, it's a new year. There's no magic formula. Just go through the open door. Just go through it. He says, I'm opening the door for you. And the beauty part, nobody could shut it. Nobody could shut the door. They can't even try because Jesus has got his foot in it. So as we go, remember, every one of us has the same opportunities. We all have the same amount of hours to be a success or a failure. Every single one of us do. Let's shoot for being a success. Let's go through the doors Jesus has opened for us. Let's be better than we were last year. Let's do better than we did last year. Let's do more than we did last year. Don't let last year's disappointments be a stepping stone for you, not a tombstone. A stepping stone. Okay, that didn't work. Let's step on it and move on. Some people they let that fall on them and it becomes a tombstone. And they're proud to tell people about it too.
I failed here. See, there's the marker. Oh, yeah.
I know you could do it. I have confidence that every one of you in this room could do it. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. But people look at age. They get age. Age don't mean anything. Caleb was 80 years old, and he said, where's my mountain you promised me, you little runt? Moses promised me a mountain. 40 years I followed him. I'm 80 years old. Where's my mountain? There it is, Caleb. You got to go fight those people on it. He says, I'm ready to go. There's a door opportunity. You might face some adversity doing it, but don't give up. Don't let it knock you down. Caleb didn't. I'm tired of people saying, oh, it's so hard. The devil's giving me a hard time. And blah. Get over it. Stop your whining. Amen. We'll give you a little cheese with that wine. Amen. I don't want to hurt my tablet. Tom will have to buy me a new one. Anyway, I know you can do it because you have the greater one living on the inside of you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. If God is for you, who could be against you? No matter what comes against us, the Bible says we're more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Can you say amen? Stand on your feet, give Jesus a shout, and thank him for the doors of opportunity that are going to open. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you tonight. Today, we just give you honor, we give you glory. Lord, I thank you for the opportunities that are going to come our way in 2018. Opportunities to be bigger and better and more and accomplish more and do more and grow into the full stature of Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you for it and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, and everybody says amen.